I'm James Herson, and this is Herson on Hollywood. The Letterman blackmail case. A motion by the prosecutor in the case asked for the contents of search warrants to be kept secret. But a Connecticut Superior Court judge ruled that the warrants will be open to the public except for that info that relates to the IDing of the witnesses. Media groups are jazzed because they wanted it this way. Some had concerns that the relationship between Letterman and the prosecutor may have become a bit too cozy and may have influenced the decision to keep things on the hush-hush. A newly released warrant speaks about a mysterious client number one. It contains an affidavit signed by NYPD detectives. The affidavit states that the police were searching for computers, disks, cassettes, tapes, and other things, but the cops were also looking for correspondence, screenplays, and treatments dealing with, quote, the demand for money in exchange for the non-disclosure of information pertaining to the personal and private lives of public figures, unquote. Like a lot of legal dramas, the warrant tells a tale. Here's how the story goes. Back in September, Letterman's attorney got a package from CBS producer Robert Halderman. It contained a demand letter, a screenplay treatment, and other materials, including copies of a portion of a diary. Client number one was alarmed and concerned about possible disclosure of personal information Halderman had written in a letter about needing to make a lot of money by selling the screenplay treatment to client number one. Documents from Halderman stated that client number one's world was about to collapse as personal info was revealed, things that would ruin a reputation and hurt family and career. According to Halderman, he had in his possession a lot more stuff, including more photos. Letterman's attorney met with the CBS producer to talk about coughing up some cash because Halderman was allegedly going to write a book unless he got paid. The meeting was recorded. Halderman allegedly demanded $2 million. He got it in the form of a personal check. Personal check and a blackmailer? Well, that's the story the warrant tells. Now, in a strange twist, CBS News is digging up dirt on Halderman. Letterman can't be feeling real comfortable. He probably would have preferred to have the whole thing blow over quickly with as little focus on his extracurricular activities as possible. Hey, a guy can dream. For Herson on Hollywood, that's a wrap.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of